yourself, I want you to observe something, and that's, can you keep your own attention? Can you keep yourself focused? Can you? Or do you find yourself flying at the slightest sound? Can the slightest sound pull you off center? Can it? Yeah, it absolutely can. But if you really did have an authority bond with your spirit, you would say, I said, no distractions. Let's go to work. And you wouldn't hear those sounds. You know what it's like to be absorbed in something where you, quote, don't hear someone come into the room. That's the state you are aiming for, to give you a reference. You want to not be able to hear someone coming into the room. And in that incredible state of the interior, that's where you want to do what I'm about to plug you in to. But my point here is that when you suddenly need the assistance of your spirit to reconstruct yourself when yourself has an illness, yourself is not accustomed to the rules of working that hard. Yourself is filled with the grit of self-loathing, self-rejection, self-criticism, self-flogging, but not self-respect. So now all of a sudden you're saying to the self, I love you, melt this, give me that light, heal that disease, and yourself is saying, excuse me? Yourself has a history too with you. Yourself has a battered life with you. You have battered yourself. Never mind blaming the world. You've battered yourself. And this is what you need to look at when you start the reconstruction of the self, is where have you done your own battering? You know, when we deal with relationships or creativity or money, we can fly through those because this is the foundation and everything else will make sense to you. If you finally get the grit that what I'm talking to you about right now is how you take charge of your automobile and everybody else in there, your finances, your creativity, they're passengers. This is your car. And the self is your license. And you got to figure out whether or not you've got the discipline, the time, the willingness to actually say, you know what? I'm going to go on this track of empowering, starting with, I got to find one thing about myself to respect. Never mind love. We'll get to love. Leave it alone. That's the caboose on the train. You got to respect yourself by saying, you know what? I am able to do that. I'm able to say to myself, get up. You said you're going to run this body once a day or walk it. I don't care what it is. You're going to do it. And when I have an excuse, I'm going to own the fact that here's the saboteur. I'm doing it again. I'm giving myself ability to just do what I want. I'm letting myself off the hook. I am now owning that I'm doing that. I am now sabotaging myself. That's exactly what I'm doing. And you're going to start owning it, not so you berate and beat yourself, but so that you finally become aware of there's something in me that does not want to attain the level of self-esteem I think I want. And that part of me is someone I need to talk to. That is, in Jungian terms, the shadow. That's the part you want to say, come out here. I want to meet you. What is it about this whole process of reconstruction that you don't like anything about? What is it that I'm doing that you are stopping? And that's when you realize, you know what? If I become empowered, I can never claim that I have a fear of success again. I got to take a whole list of excuses. I got to take a whole list of everything and burn it. And I have to take charge of my life in a very different way. Even if you get to the point where you say, you know what? I just simply don't want to work that hard. And you don't apologize for your choices anymore. You just simply are and able and love yourself. Respect yourself. So now we're going to go into our first active visualization. And I want you to, however it is you center yourself, I really do think taking a deep breath and putting yourself in a grounded place. If you're sitting down, put your feet on the floor. If you're laying down, I'm going to warn you that if you fall asleep, I'll haunt you. Does that help? Okay. And if you fall asleep, if you find yourself distracted, that's as important as going through with the visualization, and I'm going to tell you why. Distraction is sabotage. And observe how difficult it is for you to stay on a course of this first exercise, which is to plug you into the fundamental template for the reconstruction of the self. From this template, we'll build on all the other exercises, because what we're doing is putting a whole system in place like an electrical circuit. All right, the rest is just plugging in lamps. All right, so close your eyes. Take a deep breath and pull your breath all the way down through your body, through your diaphragm. You want to feel it so deep, and then release it. And then breathe normally. Pause and just breathe normally. Take one more breath very deeply. And as you do this breathing, focus your attention in the world behind your eye. Every time you find yourself hearing a distraction or find your mind wandering as you listen to this exercise, go back to a deep breath and you'll be brought right back to center. Remember to use your breath. And when you are in a living situation, whenever you feel yourself losing that authority of your inner world, take a deep breath wherever you are, no matter with whom you are sitting or speaking. Always remember that your breath is going to pull you back into this fundamental grounded template of where you and the cord, the circuits of your spiritual self-esteem, are engaged. In this place, then, elevate your consciousness to the top of your head. And open the top of your head. Feel like you're pushing the top of your head wide open. And just imagine that you're surrounded by the clearest sense of air and breath, and do your breathing again. Just feel as if you are pushing out of your body every fiber, every piece, every element, every piece of energy that has anything to do.